All right. Let's look at today. It is Friday. It is August 29th, heading into the Labor Day holiday weekend. And it is also, let's see, we're always interactive here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Getting a birthday already. Thank you for that. Our friend Keith in Owen says, we're having my mom's service today. It gives me great joy to know that she's in heaven today and she can see. Yeah. Thank you, Keith, for that. And the birthday in the family, we'll note a little bit later and a half. A lot of birthdays we're aware of today on this August 29th. And so also in terms of history, this is the Katrina anniversary date today. And trying to see what they've been in our news. They've been giving us some information on that throughout the week. Today marks the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, as Mark Mayfield reports.
It made landfall on the U.S. Gulf Coast on August 29th, 2005. Katrina remains one of the most devastating natural disasters in U.S. history, killing over 1,800 people. Most of the deaths were in New Orleans, particularly in low-lying areas like the Lower Ninth Ward, after the city's levee system failed. Images of thousands of stranded residents living in squalor for days, waiting for basic supplies, stunned the nation. The George W. Bush administration, New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin, and Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco were all blamed for the lack of preparedness and slow response. I'm Mark Mayfield.
All right. Also, a devotional thought for you this morning here on WWIB. The promise of the day, which we typically share a little bit later after birthdays and anniversaries, we're going to drop on you now. Luke 10:20, you can celebrate because your name is written in heaven. And Barry Adams at 365promises.com tackling that this way, saying Jesus tells his disciples not to rejoice because the demons submit to their authority, but rather rejoice because their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Barry says he believes the core of what Jesus is saying there is simply this: relationship supersedes authority. Our friend goes on to say, those signs may follow us wherever we go on this side of heaven. This demonstration of God's authority is because we belong to him. The fact that our names are written in heaven means that we'll live with God himself for all eternity, which is cause for lots of celebrating. Though we may walk in God's miraculous power, let us never forget the very essence of why God saved us. He didn't save us to be good workers, but to be his sons and daughters. Amen. Yeah. First John 3:1, right? How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we might be called children of God, and that is what you are. He goes on to say that Jesus warns in Matthew 7 that there will be some who have walked in miraculous signs and wonders but never know him. To know Jesus means to be intimate with him, and that's the very reason why we were saved. Barry says in John 17:3, great verse, Jesus prays to his Father these words, this is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and him whom you sent, Jesus Christ. The very definition of eternal life is being intimate with God the Father and God the Son. Finally, so no matter what amazing works God has you do today, do not rejoice because of the works themselves, because your name is written in the halls of heaven, where you'll live with God forever. Yeah. All right, there we go. That's from 365promises.com today. A couple of things on our mind this morning with deadlines, I guess. One of them is the early bird discount for Micah Tyler with Jen Bostic, which will be it's a benefit concert a week from tomorrow, September 6th at, of course, Whispering Oaks in Willard. And that $19.95 rate is good through tomorrow.
Yes, ends August 30th. And again, you can still get tickets after that or at the gate, but they will go up in price. So your best opportunity to get tickets, not just the regular tickets, but VIP tickets as well, too. Very much discounted right now, but only through tomorrow.
Again, Micah Tyler has a ton of great songs. And you might, maybe you say, hey, I saw him at OneFest a couple years ago. We've had so many more great songs from him since then.
Absolutely. And going to play more coming up.
Yeah. And then beyond that, it is, again, the 31st, midnight, is the end of our August catch-in match, the only month of the year when your support to WIB Incorporated is matched up to the first 51,000 plus.
Yes, so consider that gift. You can postmark it and put it in the mail. You can call us, you can stop on in, or the quickest, easiest way, a lot of times, a lot of folks opt to give online at wwib.com/giving, safe and secure there, and an incredible matching fund. $51,000 plus, $51,632 given by 30 generous friends of the ministry for WIB Inc. And that's to support, to sponsor, sustain 20 Christ Center programs here on WWIB. But they give those gifts to have them matched by you, to challenge you to double them or beyond before the end of August and combat that summer slump in giving.
It costs a lot of money to do Christian radio the way we do it, which is fun, personalities, live announcers as often as we can. And so we help ask you, and maybe you're going, oh, I hear commercials and you guys need more. Well, this is 20 programs, short features, longer form shows, a lot of the preaching shows you hear at night with Chuck Swindoll and Greg Laurie, and the other one after 10 o'clock as well, is all made possible in part thanks to your support of WIB Incorporated.
Yes, and so again, consider a gift if you would, but don't consider it for too long because the month of August is rapidly waning. Catch and Match Month coming up in about an hour. We'll hear from Carol Stewart about the history of Catch and Match and how it came to be and what a blessing it's been to the ministry through all of you. Well, Micah Tyler and his song Different is what we have on tap next. And of course, that's what inspired Different Ministry and the Made New Recovery program. That is who this concert is benefiting on September 6th. Get your tickets before tomorrow to get that early bird discount, just $19.95. 7:48 on a Friday morning here on the WIB Wake Up Show, headed into that long Labor Day holiday weekend. But we didn't forget about our sworn duty to get you up to date on everything that's happened recently in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. We bring it to you in condensed form here on the WIB Wake Up Show as a public service. We call it Headlines. And here we go.
A study found that adding 1 inch to airplane seats improves in-flight sleep by 50%.
Of course, if you actually get that better sleep, the airline's going to charge you for it.
I'm sure.
The FBI says it plans to lower recruiting standards.
And just like that, my background in mail security is taking me places.
Congratulations.
A woman in the UK was arrested after she set fire to what she thought was her boyfriend's car, but was actually some other guy's.
I think it's pretty clear why they didn't work out.
Wow.
Netflix will soon open physical locations in Philadelphia and Dallas. One of the features is a dining area called Netflix Bites,
where you can finally experience buffering in real life while waiting for your food.
It's what we all want.
The Powerball jackpot was huge Monday night.
I didn't win, which means I need to start canceling some of the 32 streaming services I subscribe to.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's will be lowering combo meal prices starting next month.
I'm still waiting for a McNuggets subscription plan that puts a box on my porch every evening.
There you go.
And finally, a woman in Japan faked her kidnapping to avoid going to work.
I wonder if she'll fake having to go to work to avoid going to court.
Probably.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Best of the week. We sum up the week in less than 3 minutes right here. We got an anniversary that came in at 6:24 this morning from Bob in Rice Lake. It's happy 46th anniversary to Bob and Karen Schauf. S-C-H-A-U-F. And Bob says, we praise God for your generous, kind, and loving hearts. Happy anniversary, Bob and Karen. 46, that's a big number. Congratulations on that.
What we have in store for you today for a prize is two tickets to see Amy Grant. Yes, Amy Grant coming to the RCU Theater at the Pablo Center Sunday, September 21st at 6 p.m. And we have two tickets for you in Section H. And you can be going to see Amy Grant on our dime if you solve this question. The question is as follows. As we speak, over 100,000 people are doing what?
Jennifer from Cumberland.
Good to hear from you, Jen. What do you think?
Sneezing.
Sneezing.
100,000 sneezing. Boy, we had something this morning. I did four things you didn't know yesterday, and it was painful because it was like the longest sneeze was sneezing for 2 years and 8 months. But could it be sneezing? Sorry, Jennifer.
The thing about sneezing is it's an unwritten rule. When you become a dad, your sneezes get much, much louder.
Is that right?
It's just a mark of being a dad. You have to sneeze very loudly, and there's no controlling it. It's an unwritten rule of the world. Good morning, WWID.
Taryn from Menominee.
Oh, hey, Taryn.
She is owning the morning.
Yes, Taryn just keeps on getting through. All right, what do you think, Taryn?
Walking a dog.
Walking a dog.
That's another great guess.
All right, how about a soft buzz? Just a soft buzz, Taryn. We're easing into my buzzing on a Wednesday morning. Not what we're looking for, but thank you.
This is Liz from Menominee.
Hey, Liz, what do you think?
Taryn guesses flying.
Taryn guesses flying. So Taryn thinks she was trying really hard.
Yeah.
Right. And so she thinks it's flying at any given moment over 100,000 people flying.
It's a lot of people in the air.
You got it.
You guys are going to Amy Grant.
Liz, I just wish Taryn had been around to do that. She nailed it. Yes, over 100,000 people. In fact, 100,000 to 300,000 people are flying at any given moment. Well done.
Hi, this is Anna Marie Novak from way up in Catawba. And the highlight of our summer was by far a trip that we took to South Korea. Our youngest was adopted from there, Matthew, back in 2012. And ever since, we've been planning a trip with our adoption agency to go back at some point. And the point finally came this summer. So we went back with 11 other adoptees and their families. And it was such an amazing time.
The best of the week on WWIB.
Thanks, as always, for putting that together, Havel, even if I did have the wrong
We got it right in the end.